Should he stay or should he go? Should Taoiseach Micheál Martin travel to Washington, D.C. for the St. Patrick's Day celebrations this year? Well, let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Don't forget to follow on whatever platform it is you are listening on to stay up to date with the latest episodes every week. Today we're talking about Washington because the Cabinet has approved the programme of travel for ministers. They'll be heading to 40 locations across the world to mark St. Patrick's Day, with around a quarter of those being in the United States. It's part of a diplomatic offensive, a blitz, if you like, of the US administration as the Trump presidency settles in. Mostly, they're going to be targeting state and federal politicians in Republican states in particular, in a bid to win some favour with them and to protect Ireland's interests as this presidency goes on. But the big question really is over the visit to the White House and whether or not it should happen at all. So first, a bit of a history of the visit. The Bowl of Shamrock ceremony actually goes all the way back to the 1950s, when initially the Irish ambassador sent a bowl of shamrock to then President Truman. It soon became an in-person event, and in 1956, Taoiseach John A. Costello presented the bowl to President Eisenhower. But it still didn't become an annual tradition for the Taoiseach at that stage. Invariably, the president, ambassadors or ministers would travel and make the presentation, even though President Reagan took a particular interest in Irish affairs. He had exchanges with both Gareth Fitzgerald and Charlie Haughey, but it still didn't become an annual event until the early 90s. Then it became tradition for the Taoiseach to go, with Albert Reynolds making it a fixture for his meetings with Bill Clinton, particularly important in the midst of the peace process. Bertie Ahern and George Bush built up a good working relationship during their time, and there was always a cordial relationship with President Barack Obama, culminating in his Irish trip, even if I got the sense from the pollsters who were there at the time, he didn't always love the paddywhackery in the White House. Since then, though, things have been more complicated, and this year is the most complicated yet. Remember, Micheál Martin hasn't had one of these visits as Taoiseach yet. In 2021, the trip was cancelled due to COVID-19, and then in 2022, Martin did make it to Washington, only to catch COVID-19 himself and have to meet Joe Biden by video link. Now, two questions about Donald Trump this year. One, will the invite be issued at all? It hasn't as of yet, but I think it will be. There's a lot of Irish in the Republican Party now in the senior levels of it, and it is, in fairness to the government, usually late February, early March before it comes in anyway. So we're not that far off the timeline as it usually is. The second and more important question, should Micheál Martin go at all? And to remind us of why this is problematic, here's just some of what Donald Trump has had to say on Gaza, leave alone everything else, this week alone.
We will have Gaza.
What does that mean?
No reason to buy. There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to get it going eventually, where a lot of jobs are going to be created for the people in the Middle East. It's going to be for the people in the Middle East. But I think it could be a diamond. It could be an absolute tremendous asset for the Middle East. And you're going to have peace. It's going to bring peace in the Middle East.
Mr. President, take it under what authority? It is sovereign territory.
Under the U.S. authority. I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Jordan. I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Egypt. They don't want to be there. They have no alternative. When they have an alternative, not one person will want to stay where they are. Nobody wants to stay there. They're living in hell.
Trump has thrown the world order into chaos, and what he says he'll do in Gaza would amount in many people's minds to ethnic cleansing. And for that reason, many people think we shouldn't be in the US this year, including Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats, who extends that to all politicians, not just the government, in what is a reference to Sinn Féin, who usually send a sizable delegation to the US each year.
I think all elected representatives have to respect the mandate of the people that they represent. And I think that is clear in standing up for the people of Palestine. And in the comments that President Trump has made in the last week, it is clear that he has no respect for this peace process, the fragility of it in provoking it in the way that he has done. And besides that, the other things that he has done in dismantling USAID, in withdrawing from the Human Rights Council, he is displaying actions that to me really do beg the question of our diplomatic response to that. So absolutely, I do extend that all parties and all of us as representatives must consider our interactions with the US right now.
When you take all of the Trump administration's moves into account so far, isn't Ireland taking a stance on the Occupied Territories Bill or a strong diplomatic stance on Trump's statement, the equivalent of stepping out in front of a moving train?
No, I don't believe so. We're part of the EU and we will, as an EU bloc, negotiate on trade and tariffs, and that's important. But once again, I point out that as a unique nation with the neutrality that we have, our strong relationships with the US, and if we can't stand up to our allies, by the way, who can we stand up to? If we can't call them out when they are eroding rule of law, then that is a huge problem. But once again, I bring it back to the point that beyond all other nations, we have a people in the Irish population who are clear in their support for Palestine. And that's why we must act and show leadership in this area.
People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett also doesn't think the Taoiseach should go.
This man is a dangerous, delusional megalomaniac who is threatening to ethnically cleanse millions of Palestinians. This very weekend, he is now bidding up the possibility of restarting the war in Gaza. When there was a ceasefire agreement agreed, amazingly, between Hamas and Israel, which was about the release of three prisoners this weekend, and now he has tried to outflank the Netanyahu regime, who have slaughtered 70,000 people over the last year and a half in a genocidal massacre. He's trying to outflank him and restart the war.
So on the side for not going, Trump is a monster, as they sort of alluded to. He isn't going to listen to anything we have to say. Ireland has been a strong voice for Palestine, and then to be seen as happily handing over a bowl of shamrock and having a party in the White House with the king of all narcissists, not a great look. Severely undermines our credibility internationally. And also, sometimes you need to make a stand in politics. And many, many people who elected this government want nothing to do with Donald Trump. Now, on the other side, who loses by us taking that moral stand? Is it going to actually change a thing for people in Gaza? The argument could be made, no, it will be Ireland who loses because Trump is a child and will see that as a snub and react accordingly in a pretty unpredictable manner. The economic ties between Ireland and the US are worth about €1 trillion a year, according to the government, a number which is astronomical, hard to imagine. A huge amount of money for our economy, and that needs to be protected. Also, Trump, by all accounts, listens to the last person who was in his ear, and there's little doubt Ireland's name was Mud when Benjamin Netanyahu was in town. So if you're actually going to take a stand for Gaza, it's much better to do that in actual conversations with the US administration and let them know the world is not behind them, or at least that our small corner of the world is not behind them. This is the approach Enda Kenny took when he faced the same or similar thorny question back in 2017. At the time, a lot of controversy was about migration and the things Donald Trump was saying about immigrants. And every time I listen to this speech in the White House, standing right next to Donald Trump, my esteem for Enda Kenny actually goes up a bit. I think it actually may be remembered as one of the highlights, not the highlight, of his Taoiseachship.
It's fitting that we gather here each year to celebrate St. Patrick and his legacy. He too, of course, was an immigrant. And though he is, of course, the patron saint of Ireland for many people around the globe, he's also a symbol of, indeed, the patron of immigrants. Here in America, new great country, 35 million people claim Irish heritage, and the Irish have contributed to the economic, social, political, and cultural life of this great country over the last 200 years. Ireland came to America because, deprived of liberty, deprived of opportunity, of safety, of even food itself, the Irish believed. And 4 decades before Lady Liberty lifted her lamp, we were the wretched refuse on the teeming shore. We believed in the shelter of America, in the compassion of America, in the opportunity of America. We came and we became Americans. We lived the words of John F. Kennedy long before he uttered them. We asked not what America could do for us, but what we could do for America, and we still do.
Kenny drew international praise and headlines for that speech at the time, but less so at home, as people were more focused on his impending resignation as Taoiseach, which is a shame, really, for him. So That's one of the major arguments for going. If you're going to speak truth to power, do it to their face rather than through media snippets from home. You also have to think, once Ireland says no to an invite like this, that's it gone. Like, forget about it. Done, donezo, not happening again. And I know people are uncomfortable with this idea of, yes, please, can we come to visit the White House, sir? But we are a minnow of a country which has a much bigger diplomatic footprint than we necessarily deserve by any other metric. Every other country our size would happily take over the St. Patrick's Day meetings if they could do it. But when Micheál Martin goes, and I do think it is a case of when, not if, he is going to be under huge pressure. How do you raise Gaza in a forceful way that also won't prompt an Irish backlash or a backlash against Ireland? How do you deal with the pressure from at home while also building a working relationship with this man? And how far do you go when it comes to something like Gaza with a man as unpredictable as Donald Trump? But the intention does seem to be, let's get inside the tent and work from there, at least according to the Tánaiste, Simon Harris.
The worst thing you could possibly do now is withdraw from engagement. The most important thing that you would do is proactively engage, even when you disagree on areas of policy. And we have fundamental disagreements on some policies, but you've got to engage, you've got to keep talking. And regardless of who the president is or who the Taoiseach is, it's so important that those links continue.
So what do you think the government should be doing? Should they be going this St. Patrick's Day? Or is it time to take a stand against Trump and let our morals guide us? Let us know on the News Talk social channels. That's it for Let Me Explain this week. I'll be back again next Thursday. Until then, chat to you soon.